Is the Pnimius in the Daf, Gemara Brachos, Daf Tess, Ran Amud Beis. So after the Mishnah, the Gemara gets into a discussion about davening Hanetachama, and the Gemara seems to say that the point of davening Hanetachama is really so that you're doing Smichas Gula L'Tfila by Netachama. Smichas Gula L'Tfila means you're bringing right Ga'al Yisrael, the concept of Geula, right before Tfila, right before Shemona Esrei, and the Gemara deals with various aspects of this. So the Gemara gets into a discussion, and it says, "Hayed Rabbi Yosi ben Eliakim mishum kahal kadisha to be Yerushalayim." That Rabbi Yosi ben Eliakim testified a certain tradition from the kahal kadisha, the holy kihila, the holy community in Yerushalayim. And what did they say? They said the following: "Kol hasomech kula l'tfila inuniza kol yom kula." Anyone who successfully does smichas kula l'tfila, right, it says Ga'al Yisrael and immediately goes into tefillah, they won't be harmed that entire day. It's going to work out perfectly for them. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, challenges them, and he said, "Ini, is this so? V'ha, ana smachi v'isazki." Right, one time I did successfully accomplish whatever we're trying to accomplish at Smichas Gula Tefillah, and I was harmed. So Amar Le, so they said, no. They said, "B'mayis kazas, what was your harm that happened?" Dim Tayas Asala Be Malka? What, this that you had to carry an Asa, you had to carry like a Hadassah to the palace, the king's palace? Hasam Nami Bivayalach Lemeyav Agra Lemichsea Pe Malka. You would have had to pay something anyways to see the king. The fact they had to do a little bit of like labor shouldn't be such a big deal. Why? And how do you know you would have had to pay to do something to see the king? D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, "Li ola mishtadel adam l'rutz l'kras malchei Yisrael." A person should always run to see the malchei Yisrael, to see the Jewish kings, v'lo l'kras malchei Yisrael b'vad. But not just to see the malchei Yisrael. You don't just run to see malchei Yisrael. El afilu l'kras malchei Akum. Even to see a non-Jewish king, you should run. It's a chus. It's an opportunity to run and see the king. Why? She'im yizkeh. Yachin bein Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Akum, because if we'll be worthy for Mashiach to see what it means to have a Malchei Yisrael, to see the Malchei Yisrael, to see a Jewish king, we'll be able to distinguish and determine the differences between a Malchei Yisrael and from the Malchei Akum. And we'll see how great the Malchei Yisrael are, right? And, you know, how noble and impressive they are, and that comparison will help us. So we should even run to see non-Jewish kings. So now the Gemara comes back to its conversation about Smichas Gula Tefillah. Amar Lei Ribi La Ula. Rabbi Ila said to Ula, "Ki Aliyah Ki Ayalas Lahasam." When you go up there, when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, Sha'al B'Shlama D'Rav Berona, Achi, go ask Shalom, go give Shalom to Rav Berona, my brother, the Maimid Kol Chabura, in front of everyone, in front of the entire Chabura, in front of the entire group of people. Why? To Adam Gadalu. It's worth it for you to do this because he's such a great man, v'sameach b'mitzvos, and he's happy when he gets to do a mitzvah. So Zimnechada, and I'll give you a proof that he's happy to do a mitzvah. Zimnechada, one time, Samach Gula Tfila, he successfully did Gula Tfila, v'lo pasuk chuva mepume kulayama, and his smile didn't leave his lips, his mouth the whole day. He was smiling, he was so happy that he was able to do, you know, tefillah and shema, kitikuna, and the ideal way of performing the mitzvah, right before hanitz, that he was so happy. So he was so happy that one time he was zocha. Because you have to remember, on a pshat level, they didn't have atomic clocks and charts that said when exactly vesikin was going to be and, you know, how to time it perfectly. So they tried. They woke up early. They saw where the sun was. They had a good feel for it, and they tried. But it was very hard to time it exactly. One time he successfully got it. Oh, he was so thrilled. Okay, so that's the pshat level. Obviously, there's a depth to this Gemara. There's a depth to the amount that the Gemara offers as a guarantee for what's coming for Smichas Gula Tefillah. And there's a depth on why Rev Barona was so thrilled the one day he did it that a smile couldn't leave his mouth. So to answer, there's a piece in the Sefer Shari Ora. Shari Ora is from Rav Yosef Gikatilia. He was a Mekubal from the Rishonim there. He was like in the 1200s, I think. And he wrote a sefer called Shari Ora, amongst other Sfarim. And Shari Ora has 10 chapters corresponding to the 10 Sefirus. What's helpful about Shari Ora is that he kind of makes it very understandable for somebody who's, let's say, new to Kabbalah. The Rizal, the Gra, they all recommended learning Shari Orah. It's a very good method to kind of understand the system of Sfiros without it seeming like apikarsis or seeming wrong. Because what it goes through is he goes through 10 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many names, right? So he goes through 10 different names of Hashem, ways he's referred to throughout the Torah, and then other kinuyim, other like nicknames that Hashem has referenced, and shows how they're all reflecting one reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem, you know, is we can't fathom Hashem at once. He's much greater. So there's different, you know, we sometimes focus on Aleph, Dal, and Yod, of Hashem Adnos, and sometimes we focus on Yod, Kei, Vav, Kei. Sometimes we focus on Ekiah, and Kel Chai, and Hashem Tzavakos, and Elokim, and all these different names, they all are corresponding to a different thing. So in his chapter, Shar Beis, his chapter on the Shem Kel Chai, he's speaking about the relationship between this Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Kel Chai, in Kabbalah terms, it's the Midah of Yisod, and the way it relates to Adnos, Aleph Dal Nun Yud, right? That Shem of Hashem which represents Malchus. And he says the following. And I'll explain it as we go along. He says, "V'tzarach ani la'aracha al ikar gadol." I need to kind of awaken you on an important point. Da, no, ki hibis echad midas kel chai b'midas adnus. When there's a unity of Hashem's name of kel chai and Hashem's name of aleph dalad nun yud, azai midas adnus yoshevis al kisei hamalchus. That's when adnus, which is what he calls malchus, is sitting on its throne of malchus, umoshelas al kol ha-nivra'im, and it's ruling over all the creations. Ukisha kelchai nivdal umistalek mimena, but when this name of kelchai is removed from malchus, meaning when the malchus is not in its completion, because a true aleph dalet nun yud, Hashem being the master, he's also the kelchai, he's also the living God. Azai midas kel adnus, sorry, shenikra shechina, that's what happens when galus, that causes galus. Tachas sharmam shalos v'kochas nachrios. Meaning if malchus isn't complete, then we are subject to other malchios. Right? That's the concept of shibud malchios, that the other kingdoms can take over. When the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is represented by the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yod, when that's not in its completion, so we are subject to galus. He says, "Lafichach amru." Therefore, the Gemara says that tzarich lismoch gula tefila. We need to do smichas gula tefila. Why? Kisod gula, because the secret of redemption is the secret of. He says is really a. It's just a kinoy. It's a nickname for kel chai for this midah. So tefila, on the concept of tefila, is aleph dal nun yud. Right? Is the shame of adnus. Uvahayosim shneim smochim zalazeh. When those two names are together, azai hakol biyichud b'shleimus uvracha. Everything is good, b'shlemus with bracha, v'simen sumech Hashem l'chol ha'noflim, nafal lo sosifkum. Right? And that's Hashem is sumech all the noflim, the adnus, which sometimes could be lacking, is stood up, nafal lo sosifkum. As the Gemara says, right, that it won't continue to fall. Right? That's what the Gemara said by Ashrei. So now, he explains. U'lefichach, tzrichim Yisrael lehizkavin b'chol yom. Every day, the Jewish native people have a lot of kavana to try to accomplish geula letfila. That it's not just that we need to say Ga'al Yisrael right before we say tefila, right before we daven. Rather, we're trying to be misached to two aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to recognize both that Hashem is the ultimate tzaddik, and he's the ultimate mashpia, he's the kel chai, he's giving life to everything, and also he's the adon hakol, he's adnos. When a person reaches emes v'yatzav and he's getting to Gal Yisrael, needs to think in his heart, sod ge'ula, zumahi. He has to understand what ge'ula is, and as a person learns more and more Pnimis HaTorah, they'll understand more and more what that concept is for them. But everyone on their own level knows what the word ge'ula, redemption, means, and you need to think about it. V'heich somech oso l'tfila. And how do you connect it to tefillah? Kishemaschil, Hashem sevasai tiftach. Because that's the main thing. And now it actually makes sense, right, that Hashem sevasai tiftach is not yud kei vav kei sevasai tiftach. It's aleph dalet nun yud sevasai tiftach. Right? Which is that shame that we said represents tefillah. And that's what the Gemara says, that it's tefillah arich v'damya. That it's that's part of an extension of the concept of tefillah. Okay. Now he gets into our story. V'oso chacham shayi mishtabeach. That chacham, right, the brother of, his brother, what is his name, Rev Barona, right, Rev Ilai's brother, that Chacham Shai Mishtabech Shepam Achad Samechul Tefillah, that he was, you know, one time Samechul Tefillah, Al Yala Bedaitcha, don't think Kishar Yamim Hayim Mafsik Misaber Bingul Tefillah by over a there. It's not that every other day when he got up to God Israel, he didn't do it, and that one time that he did the mitzvah was happy. But that's obviously not the case. Chalila Chalila Hashem Lekinu V'Chalila Chasida V'Avad V'Kadosh Ma'asik Kavarza. Everyone who says this is missing the mark entirely. Ella, rather, so in Smichas Gula Tefillah, the secret of Smichas Gula Tefillah, Shai Miskavim V'Birchas Anasiyatev L'Hamshech Kol Atzinaros L'Yachid Kol Atzfiros Adjad G'iyah M'Shachas Kol Atzinaros Itzel Chasimas Gal Yisrael, is that you should have Kavana to pull through from Anasiyatev all these, what he calls the channels of this, all the spheres, you're bringing all these kochos down into your Ga'al Yisrael, and then when you start Hashem Sifsai Tiftach, you're going to have that Yichud of Kel Chai and Abnus, he says. He says this is a big thing that all of us can do on our own level, and that's what it means, Pamachas Samach Gula Tfila. One time he did it, that he, one time he successfully had the mindset to know what it means to actually think properly of Kel Chai and what that embodies, and think of what Aleph Dal Nun Yud, what that embodies, and connect them together, and that caused him to smile forever, and he couldn't stop. And he continues there. It's a very interesting piece in the Shari Ora. But I think, based off that small hakdama from the Shari Ora, we could actually answer the middle part. Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara talks about the case of Rabbi Zeira challenging the rule of Samechol HaTfila Einu Nezekol Hayom. Right, that the Gemara says that anyone who does Smichas Gula Tefillah won't get harmed. And Rebbe says, what do you mean? One time I was harmed. Right, that I have to do this avoda, I have to carry this hadas, I have to carry this aslo to the Beit Malka, to carry it to the palace. That's below me. I shouldn't have had to have done that. I was clearly punished that day. And that day I knew I successfully accomplished Smichas Gula Tefillah. But what do they answer? They say, no, because what did that you do? They said, you didn't realize. It wasn't coming from the fact that you didn't do Smichas Gula Tefillah. It's like there's always a price to pay when you're greeting the Malchus. And when you're greeting the Malchus Yisrael, right, not just the Malchus Yisrael, but even also Malchei Akum. Even when you're visiting the Goyish, came so that one day you'll be able to say, oh, I know the difference between a Malchei Akum and a Malchei Yisrael. So guys, with the Hakdama that we saw from the Shari Ora, that the concept of Tefillah is the concept of Malchus, the concept of Aleph Dal Nun Yod, and the concept of Kel Chai, right, which is Samech Gula Tefillah, is properly setting up the throne for that Malchus that we don't have to be in Gullus. It makes perfect sense. Because essentially they're saying the fact that you had to go visit the Malchus shows that there was still something lacking. You still had to see what it means of Malchei Akum so that you can understand properly Malchus Yisrael. And he viewed it as, oh, like, you know, I'm being punished. The answer was no. It was, Rabbi Zeira was, you know, was being given more pieces. Because the only way we'll ever appreciate Tefillah is to appreciate Malchus, Malchus Hashem, and what's Malchus? Malchus Hashem, Malchus Yisrael. And Malchus Gula Tefillah, we start to gain that appreciation. So that day, Rabbi Zeira had to, you know, pay a price. He had to bring a hadas to also see what the Malchei Akum are like. So that what? So that ultimately he can come to this point where if he'll be Zocha, when we'll be Zocha, we'll understand the difference between what it means a Melech Batalion and what it means President, the king, you know, royalty, and what it means to really have Malchus Shemayim, what it really means, Smichas Gula L'Tefillah. And Rech Hashem, we should all be Zocha, that through our doing our best to have our own version of Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, that we should be able to bring a Geula, we should be able to bring a redemption, both a personal redemption that can make us smile all day, like Rav Barona, or La'asid, you know, Mashiach Tzidkenu, will bring the Geula Shalema, where we'll all recognize that the entire time of Geula L'Tefillah is just means the Malchus Hashem coming out in its most amazing way.